You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
The New York Mets are the Charlie Sheen of franchises. 800-919-3776. 800-919-ESPN. At Chris Carlin over on Twitter. Be a part of the show that way. On Instagram, that guy Carlin. Even on TikTok, that guy Carlin as well. I can't wrap my head around why this continues to happen. And every once in a while, I sit and I try to make sense of something. And it's just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Because there are just some things in life that you cannot make sense of. That just cannot stop from getting in their own way. In this case, it is not people. It is a uniform. It is a franchise that cannot get out of its own way. And we're not even talking about on the field. I sat down about, and I would say 40 minutes ago, and I just started to write down what I could think of as all the issues that this team has had over the years. And it's been 40 minutes straight of writing them down, and I haven't stopped. And I'm not done, because the list is never ending. So instead of just talking about the latest ridiculousness of a general manager who just 2 weeks ago went off on his team and their lack of accountability when it comes to rehab and showing up to play.
And most of the time, I'll be honest, it's compliance issues.
In terms of what could have been handled differently in those cases?
Compliance, it's like factually following the plan.
Gotcha.
Because these are all individuals and control their own bodies. And, you know, sometimes they're not as compliant as they should be. And that happens. I've seen that happen in the past. It's, again, going back to the individualized approach. I mean, you got to take ownership of your career and your health as well. So it's really an easy narrative to put it on performance staff or put it on hitting coaches, but it's not, that's oversimplified. This is a partnership, and those groups and the players, and everyone has to be, you know, pulling in the same direction.
And accountable. And even cited players not being hydrated properly, which is a nice way of saying they're hungover. Instead of spending time on that GM who got arrested for DUI this week, let's take a stroll down memory lane. Mind you, this was my equivalent of A Beautiful Mind. I could take everything that I wrote down and pin it up on my wall, and it would look like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, where you just couldn't figure out what any of it meant. But there were too many things there for it to not be something. Again, no particular order. Diseases that we've never even heard of that the Mets have gotten. Gardening accidents. Taking off shirts and threatening to fight. Darryl and Keith getting into a fight at spring training over a pitcher. Doc going to rehab. Cutting Justin Turner, basically because you didn't think he had the right length of hair. Matt Harvey partying and showing up late during the playoffs. Noah Syndergaard having his lunch thrown out by David Wright because he's an immature kid. Mackie Sasser can't throw the ball back to the pitcher. Steve Phillips was sleeping around. Vince Coleman's throwing firecrackers at fans. Brett Saberhagen loads up a gun and fires bleach at reporters through one of those power washing guns. Mike Piazza has a press conference to say, I'm not gay. Bobby Bonilla threatened a reporter and is getting paid through 2035. Willie Randolph gets fired in the middle of the night on the West Coast. Tom Glavine blows an entire season and has 2007 fall apart on him, but he's not devastated. Bobby Bonilla and Ricky Henderson playing cards in the Mets clubhouse during an elimination game, 99, game 6 against the Braves. Guess what? I saw that one happen. I actually saw that. Oh, Bernie Madoff. Again, no particular order. Top of the mind. K-Rod punches out his father-in-law. Wilmer Flores gets traded and then not, and he's crying on the field. Yoenis Cespedes gets run over by a boar. Run over by a boar! He left in the middle of a game. Clubhouse attendant is selling off memorabilia and getting hit up because he owes the mob hundreds of thousands of dollars. You put Ryan Church on a plane with a concussion. Mickey Callaway's hitting on anything that walks, and then he and Jason Vargas threaten a reporter. Bobby V with the glasses and the nose on. Sean Estes can't find Roger Clemens in the batter's box and throws it behind him. Brandon Nimmo actually poisoned himself. Vince Coleman hit Doc Gooden with a golf club by accident. City Field has absolutely nothing to do with the Mets when it's constructed. It has to do with the Dodgers. There aren't Met colors within 2 miles of Flushing. You're celebrating the history of Shea Stadium after your team just collapsed for the second consecutive year. Ray Sanchez got a haircut during a game. Omar Minaya rips Adam Rubin to shreds, accusing him of trying to get a job with the team. McNeil and Lindor fighting earlier this year and blamed it on a rat and a raccoon. Ike Davis got Valley Fever. Duaner Sanchez got in a cab in Miami and got in an accident. Bobby O had his garden accident. It fired an employee for getting pregnant. The Mets batted out of order. Kevin Plawecki has an inappropriate toy in his locker. Brody Van Wagenen is making pitching changes from his living room. Here's a beaut. Mr. Met flipping off the fans. Harvey misses a game because he's drunk and heartbroken. Carlos Beltran gets fired before he ever manages a game for the Mets. I'm not done. Harvey got a bladder infection. Just basically urinary tract. Tony Bernazard. Oh, Tony Bernazard. taking off his shirt and threatening minor leaguers. Noah Syndergaard got foot and mouth disease. What the hell is foot and mouth disease? Doc missed the parade because he was smoking crack. David Cone having a little too much fun in the bullpen. At one point, the Mets honored the memory of their former players, a couple of which who weren't dead. Members of the 2002 team are sneaking weed into the stadium. Fred popping champagne after the team got eliminated because you're opening the new stadium. 2015, Steven Matz comes up. He's a big part of the help. Hurts his back sleeping on a buddy's couch. Henry Mejia gets banned from baseball for life and sometime, somehow, comes back. Just can't get over it. Just can't get over it. And that's all I could write down. I haven't even gotten into dumb trades or anything like that. Just stupidity of not getting out of your own way. Why? And now the players this week come out and say, by making the thumbs down gesture, we're booing the fans right back. And Zach Scott gets a DUI. What is it about the uniform?
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.